And our last remaining item is the four-fifths agenda item. Is Ellen here? Fantastic.
Item 186-1, authorize the city attorney to appear amicus curiae supporting gender equality on behalf of City of Portland and Portland Police Chief.
Ellen Osanek, I am a senior deputy city attorney in your city attorney's office. I'd like first to thank you all for putting this on the agenda with such late notice. The briefing schedule in the case that we're asking you all to authorize us to appear as amicus curiae is moving quickly, and the folks that had asked us to sign on as amicus need to get their filings in place by February 27th, and so hence the rush today. The resolution and its announcement was sent out to a small but wide listserv, and so I wanted to acknowledge for you all today that I did receive feedback, as I believe you all did, in support of the resolution, and I also wanted to let you know that several folks had indicated that they were watching streaming today, so there are likely people that are here participating remotely to watch this. So I think the resolution speaks for itself. I know that you all have had a long day. So I will just briefly summarize the resolution. There is a case currently pending before the Supreme Court in which a transgender boy was denied access to the bathroom facility in his school that corresponded to his gender identity. It's an important case because it involves the application of Title IX. And the Obama administration had sent guidance to schools throughout our nation saying that they believed that there is a constitutional right to access facilities consistent with one's gender identity, and that is what is being currently litigated before the Supreme Court. I also wanted to note that the Trump administration has signaled its intent within the coming weeks to rescind that particular interpretation of Title IX. So I think that adds some importance and urgency to the resolution that you all are considering here today. I would also like to note that this resolution that would authorize the city attorney to appear on your behalf as the city is consistent and amplifies the work that this commission and the city has done over the years to support gender equality, including the work that I know was amplified and even spearheaded by Commissioner Fish with regard to all user bathrooms. So it is certainly consistent with city policy. And then, as the resolution states, Chief Mike Marshman, who was not able to be here but wished to testify, is also seeking your permission to join another important brief on behalf of law enforcement nationwide, police chiefs, and other law enforcement leaders to submit a brief that provides important context about the fears and myths around all user bathrooms, and to put important context that the crime that certain people fear, and which amicus testifying on behalf of the county and against access for equal access for gender identity, there were two public safety professionals that submitted an affidavit saying that there was an undue public safety risk posed by these type of policies. And so the brief that Chief Marshman would like to sign on to is an important counter point to that brief, and is supported already by many chiefs nationwide, and provides that really important factual context that, in fact, these equality access initiatives promote public safety and, in fact, do not undermine public safety efforts to hold folks accountable who are committing primarily what has been feared as predatory sexual offenses, that that is not the experience of law enforcement here or, in fact, nationwide, that it creates an undue safety risk.
So, Ellen, I have just a couple questions, yeah. And I'm going to support this. So the case that we would be filing a friend of the court brief in is going to the United States Supreme Court?
Yes.
And is the issue that the court would then have the option of either deciding a constitutional or a statutory question?
That's correct.
And could be, so one argument is that Title IX interpreted the way we view it provides this right, or alternatively the court could, unlikely with this court, but a Supreme Court could clarify the scope of a constitutional right.
That's correct.
And good, thank you.
Any further comments or questions? I've never had a 4/5 agenda item. Do we take public comment? Any public comment on this item?
Welcome. I'll say this fast. I have talked about this issue in front of
Mayor. Your name for the record.
Cedric Wilkins, Mayor Hales, about the fact I have to clean bathrooms at a Target store. I suggested one time that I dress up like a woman and clean the bathrooms, and that was refused. There is this issue about gender equality, but there are men who would go in the bathrooms and spy on women. And the decision by my store was, is I cannot do that. It's. I tend to agree with the president on this. It's fine that public buildings and schools have a third bathroom. But to make this kind of like a general thing, I'm sorry to say, it's one of the reasons why probably Trump was elected.
All right. Let's take a vote.
Fritz. Thank you, Ms. Osner, for all your work on this, and I'm very proud to be joining this suit. Aye.
Well, we're going to be busy this year following Friends of the Court briefs and a host of legal proceedings, actions challenging executive orders or joining with other parties, cities, and other parties upholding basic rights in this country. It's going to put a lot of strains on our crack legal team, but I appreciate that they have been and are rising to the occasion. I will preview from my colleagues just on the question of all-user restrooms. The city has had a successful transition with 600 single-stall restrooms being converted to all-user. Commissioner Fritz was a key partner in making this happen, and it has gone very smoothly. The next phase of this will be the city will issue a challenge to the private sector to match some goals that we're going to establish. We will not be mandating this. We will be encouraging people to join us. And I'm happy to report that the initial reaction we've received from business and trade associations is extremely positive. And if you, the next time you are in, you know, your favorite coffee bar, restaurant, bookstore, whatever, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how many single-stall restrooms have already been converted to all-user based on the common sense principle that they are now open to more people and provide more options to their customers. So thank you, Ellen. I'm pleased to support this application. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Very pleased that our city can lend any kind of support to this hopefully historic Supreme Court ruling. Aye. So, with that, we are adjourned until 2:00.
Awesome.